May what I speak, may what you hear, be in the name of the God of love, who creates, redeems, and sustains every single one of us. Amen. Please be seated. A verse from that gospel, Luke chapter 1, verse 46. Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour." So, let me set the scene for you. Let me set the scene for you for this fourth Sunday of Advent and for this gospel reading that we just heard. The background to it all is this. Mary is expecting. Mary is expecting. Yes, there are other words for it. I know, lots of them. Pregnant. With child. In Norwegian, gravid. Is that right? In Irish, we say eg umper clinia. Eg umper clinia, which literally means carrying a family. Very beautiful. But leaving all those other words aside, I think the description that truly captures something of the essence of what's going on here is to say that Mary is expecting. Expecting. And I mean that in several different senses. First of all, of course, Mary is expecting in the straightforward sense of, yes, being pregnant. But as we know, there is nothing straightforward about this particular pregnancy. As one of the commentaries I read about this passage put it, rather memorably, I thought, the commentary said, there are three things which Mary is lacking. A sonogram, a husband, and a sworn statement from the Holy Spirit saying, the child really is mine, now leave the poor girl alone. And so I imagine that Mary is expecting a whole lot more than just a baby. She's expecting trouble. She's expecting misunderstanding. She's expecting a rocky road ahead. Perhaps then that explains why Mary decides to go and visit her relative Elizabeth. It's unclear, by the way, if Elizabeth is her aunt or her cousin. But either way, we're told that Elizabeth is an older woman. She has therefore seen a bit more of the world. She's perhaps not so easily shocked. She has wisdom. She has understanding to share with the younger Mary. And what's more, of course, as we know, she, Elizabeth, is also expecting an unexpected baby. In her case, she is 6 months or more pregnant with a child who would be John the Baptist. Anyway, it is when Mary is greeted by Elizabeth that we come to the text of this morning's gospel. It is at this point that we get to see, or rather hear, what it is most fundamentally that Mary is expecting. We call what Mary says, we call it the Magnificat. Yeah? That's from the first word, or the translation in Latin of the first word of the thing she says. It goes like this. My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He has looked with favour on the lowliness of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Those words tell us what Mary is expecting. She's expecting that God will be with her. That God will be with her. She's expecting that the God who has looked with favor on her, the God who has begun this remarkable transformation in her life, that God will not abandon her. Mary is full of the hopeful confidence that God is trustworthy and true, and that therefore no matter what happens in the uncertain years ahead, no matter what happens, as Julian of Norwich put it, all shall be well, and all shall be well. and all manner of things shall be well. Mary is expecting, expecting that God will be with her, come what may. Wow. What a remarkable declaration of faith and trust from a scared, probably, vulnerable, certainly, young woman. But as the text of our gospel goes on to show, Mary is expecting something else too. Listen to the next part of her song. She says, God has shown strength with his arm. God has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. God has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. God has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away with a flea in their ear. Yeah. Mary's expecting something else too, isn't she? Mary is expecting God to act. Mary is expecting that the way things are at the moment is not the way they ought to be and is not the way ultimately they will be. Mary is expecting that justice will be vindicated, that the hungry will be filled, that the poor will be lifted up. And Mary is expecting that the smug, the self-righteous, the self-satisfied, she's expecting that they, we maybe, that they will have to get down off their high horses and their thrones and get with the program. Yeah? Mary is expecting, A, that God will be with her, and B, that God will act with justice and mercy. And what's more, and what is perhaps most remarkable of all when you think about it, Mary is expecting that she, in so many ways an ordinary young woman, Mary is expecting that she will have an indispensable, utterly essential part to play in bringing the reality of God into the world. Wow. And here's my point. Here's the heart of it. Here's the message of this fourth Sunday of Advent, and maybe the message of Christmas too. What was true for Mary is also true for us. Now, before someone accuses me of heresy, let me say this. Of course, the Blessed Virgin Mary has a unique, never-to-be-repeated part to play. Of course, we do not give birth to the Son of God in the sense that she did. Of course not. But we have this much in common with her. We too are called to live in expectation. We too are called to trustful, hopeful confidence in God. We too can agree, as I once heard someone put it, we can agree to smuggle God into the world inside our own bodies. Beautiful, eh? We can smuggle God into the world inside our own bodies. Yes, we can. In fact, I have seen it happen with my own eyes. Maybe you have seen it too. I have seen people bring to birth, I have seen people embody the love of God in this world. I have seen, for example, people give of themselves, give their time, give their money, so that others can reach their full potential, thereby embodying God's generosity in the world. I have seen people, maybe you have too, I've seen people reach out to offer second chances and forgiveness to those who have let them down, thereby embodying God's mercy and forgiveness in the world. I have seen people stand up and speak out when others are unjustly treated or excluded, thereby embodying God's justice in the world. And I have seen people, maybe you have too, who day by day, week by week, visit those who are ill or call to see those who are lonely, thereby embodying God's compassion, God's love and compassion in the world. In those and in so many other ways, we, like Mary, through the grace of God, we can smuggle God into the world through our own bodies. So, as we prepare for Christmas, now just two sleeps away, as we prepare for Christmas, let us join with Mary, join in her Magnificat, join in her song of joyful expectation and praise. Join her in her song which sets before us a vision of the world as God would have it be, as God will have it be. And let us join in Mary's song, which tells of our part, our unique role, your unique role, each one of us, our unique role in smuggling God into the world. Mary is expecting. Are you? Amen.